Would you like to introduce yourself and what you do?
My name is Kurt Beaver, and I work at St. Mary's Hospital at the information desk there. And before we continue, I must do a little professional disclaimer here indicating that the opinions that I am about to share are my own and not necessarily those of the organization I represent. But having said that, I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. You were asking what I do. I work at the information desk at St. Mary's. And basically what that means is patients come in to my desk asking for directions to visit a hospitalized patient. Sometimes they come in and ask me, I'm here for surgery. Where do I go? And other times, they know where they're going as far as a patient is concerned, but they might need directions to, for example, a chapel or the cafeteria or other things. And we also serve as a lost and found department. Anything misplaced on the entire campus, and it's a rather big campus, comes to our desk and we enter it into our database and maintain that. All right. So go ahead with your question.
All right. So can you tell me about how COVID has made your job more difficult?
Well, we get patients from all over the world, and there's often a little bit of a communication barrier there between languages. Although many of them do speak English, they do so with some difficulty in many cases, and this is challenging under the best circumstances. But when you're trying to do this through a mask, it's all the more challenging because voices are muffled and expressions that are often the visual cues of expressions are hidden, so it's really a lot more difficult to understand people. Also, as you can imagine, a hospital environment it's always important to be clean. And we have a very dedicated staff of environmental workers who thoroughly clean every surface daily. However, under the present circumstances, that's not good enough. Each member of my department wipes down the keyboard, the mouse, the telephone, and even the armrests of the chairs that we sit on every time we start our shifts or every time we take over a workstation from a coworker. So this means we go through a lot more sanitizing wipes and hand sanitizer than we used to. I order the supplies for our department, and at first it was hard to keep supplies in stock when COVID first struck. But now the supply chain seems to have adjusted and things are back in track in that respect. It's just we go through a lot more supplies than we previously needed.
That makes sense. All right. So what safety concerns do you have while you're at work?
Well, I guess, in order to reduce the risk of our patients and our staff contracting the virus, we've had to limit the number of visitors allowed onto the campus. Each patient is allowed one visitor. Visitors are not allowed to trade off with other family members because that would obviously defeat the purpose of limiting the staff or limiting the visitors. Mm-hmm. This comes as a surprise to some visitors, and a few of them have gotten very upset. On one or two occasions, it's been necessary to call our security department to calm the visitor down. We do try to share this policy in advance, but every once in a while, somebody misses that information and shows up and doesn't understand why they can't visit their friend or their, why can't I go to see my mom? My sister did, that sort of thing. It's difficult. It's emotionally charged, and we handle it the best we can. But yeah, there's always the risk that somebody might potentially become unreasonably loud or violent or something. And of course, there's always the question in the back of the mind, have we done enough? Did we miss anything? So far, we've been very fortunate, but we both from a security standpoint, you know, physical security and a virological standpoint, I think we've done pretty well, actually.
So it sounds like quite a lot of work keeping things calm and sanitized.
It's a little more investment of time, yes. You know, we have screeners now in the lobby that stop everybody coming in to ask them the obvious questions. You know, have you had any contact with anyone who's tested positive? And have you had a fever in the last couple of days? Have you had any issues with abdominal distress? You know, any diarrhea, any this, that, or the other thing? And so that adds a lot of commotion, and it takes some planning to keep the traffic we do have flowing smoothly and keeping people happy. And that also has worked quite well, right from the very beginning. You know, we've got good leadership. They plan things out carefully, and, you know, every once in a while somebody tries to sneak through or just brush by, and they don't get very far. Mm-hmm. The safety of our patients is very important to us.
Well, it's good to hear that you guys seem to have things under control for the time being.
I think so, yeah. We're very fortunate.
So has there been anything that has really caused you a lot of frustration? Or has there been anything that people have been doing that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense?
Well, at first, there was a lot of pushback from some of the members of the public about having to wear a mask. I'm sure everybody's familiar with the conflict between those who recognize the importance of it and those who are just determined to rebel and, I, you know, this is an infringement on my liberties, that sort of attitude. But very quickly, the visitors to our hospital learned that if they wanted to get in, they had to put on a mask or they weren't going any further. And compliance has been pretty good. There have been very few issues. The biggest issue now, after a few months of doing this, continues to be just simply a matter of reminding people occasionally that they need to cover not only their mouths, but also their noses. They just, you know, especially some of the more rebellious ones, you know, they get frustrated and they think that by covering their mouths, they're complying. Well, the mask is on my face, so, you know, what more do you dare ask me to do, you know? And when people do indeed ask them politely to cover their nose as well, sometimes some people get a little testy, but in many cases, it's simply a matter of being unaware that it's slipped down because the mask doesn't fit perfectly. It slides off the nose and down over the upper lip. And, you know, when you remind them, if you ask them nicely, most people cooperate. But I guess my greatest frustration really is with the people who don't understand the concept of communal responsibility. They don't care if they get the virus themselves because they believe they are healthy enough that the symptoms will be mild. They are so focused on themselves that they are indifferent to the possibility that they may unknowingly transmit the disease to someone more vulnerable, someone who could end up on a ventilator in a hospital away from family and friends.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard for people to think beyond themselves, unfortunately.
That's very true.
So, what's been your greatest fear in your career or your life during this time?
Well, probably that shared by most sensible people. In my case, it's that my mother could get it and end up being isolated and end up dying all by herself without her family by her side. You know, we've seen that happen time and time again on the news throughout our country and throughout this pandemic. And nobody with any common sense or sense of what is going on, you know, that I think that would frighten anyone. Apart from that, the only other fear I really have is that I could get it and it would rob my son of the years that we would otherwise have been able to have together. Right. I guess I'm also concerned about the long-term effects that isolation and social distancing will have on young children. Human interaction is important. Learning to interact appropriately is begun at a very early age. My greatest fear is that years from now, society will be negatively impacted because the development of a fundamental skill set has been stifled by months of isolation. You know, maybe we'll overcome that. Maybe kids will adjust. I know they're very adaptable, but it is an important skill set. And, you know, I'm kind of concerned that we're depriving the youngest members of our society the opportunity to develop the way they need to carry on our society.
Well, unfortunately, the alternative is a lot worse.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. So it's not like we're given a choice here, but you know, that of the things that I worry about, my fears regarding this pandemic, those are the ones that concern me most.
That makes sense. How do you think that COVID will change the way the healthcare industry operates in the future?
Well, I think that COVID has taught us a few lessons in how to respond to global pandemics. Hopefully, in the future, we will have measures in place that promote cooperation between nations, research hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, and distributors. Barring the willful ignorance and misinformation, we have done this about as well as possible for a so-called first time. Of course, there have been pandemics in the past, but this is the first one in the lifetime memory of most of our society. This is the first modern pandemic. And I think we've learned a lot from it, and I'm hoping next time that we'll be able to respond even quicker and more effectively, and that hopefully even fewer people will die from it. Obviously, we all hope that we won't have to go through this again anytime within our lifetimes, but I think if we do, we'll be in a better position to respond.
That's always the hope.
Indeed.
All right, well, that's all the questions I had for you. Thank you very much for your time. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's quite all right. It was a pleasure, and I hope this is helpful. And as I said, these are just my own opinions, not anything that has to do with St. Mary's Hospital itself. But yeah, I've worked there for 40 years now, and it's a good place to work. And yeah, it's an interesting time we live in, and hopefully we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. It's been about 8 months now, so hopefully it's drawing to a close.
Yes, indeed. Nice. All right. Anything else I can do for you?
I think that's about it. So thanks again.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thanks for asking. You take care. Have a good evening.
Yep, you too.